Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I witnessed something recently that made me a little bit uncomfortable. The actual event didn't make me uncomfortable, but like I envisioned, like if I were to do something like that, like I would be very uncomfortable. This happened at Friendsgiving. It happened at Nitz and the judge's house. And it was my first time that I've ever been to their place. I've been to their fucking campsites. I've seen the inside of their camper. I've had dinner with them multiple times, but I've never been to their actual place. But it's fucking cold now, and like camping season's over. So we had a Friendsgiving. Gonzo and his wife and his four fucking kids came. Gonzo's got four fucking kids now, for Christ's sake. Nitz and the judge have one. We're at their fucking place, and it was fucking awesome. Dinner was fucking great. And Gonzo, at one point in the night, he made a proclamation. He's like, listen, probably gonna leave in a little bit. Kids are getting fucking wild. He's got a fucking newborn. He's got a kid that's gotta be between one and two. Old enough to like walk around, not old enough to like form complete sentences. And he announces, he's like, listen, I'm gonna get the kids ready to go. I'm gonna take a shit before I leave the house. And I thought to myself, like, he's gotta be fucking around, right? He's gotta be fucking around. Listen, I can't tell you the last time I took a shit not in my own fucking toilet. I don't walk around with like a fucking logbook, like tracking every place that I shit. But what I'm saying is, like, if I'm at somebody's house and I feel like I gotta take a shit, I'm not shitting in their fucking house. I don't like shitting in public bathrooms because I don't know whose cheeks have been there. I don't like shitting in work bathrooms. It just makes me fucking uncomfortable. Even if I'm at like my family's house. Cousin's house, no. Mom's house, no. Sister's, no. I'm not shitting in there. Too much can fucking go wrong. I don't know the plumbing situation. I don't know, what if I stop it up? What if the water starts rising? I don't want to fucking deal with that. It doesn't happen very often. Every now and then here though, you know, your fucking toilet gets plugged. I gotta deal with like fucking apartment plumbing. And there was like some legitimate plumbing issue. So like maybe I just try to blame it on that. Like that's everybody else's shit. They got shit of steel. But like if I'm gonna fucking clean up and plunge, I'd rather it be at my fucking place. As rare as it happens, I'm just not chancing that happening anywhere else. I think that's a gutsy maneuver. Do you shit anywhere else? I can't imagine thinking that, like, I'm gonna go to my friend's place and take a shit. I'm fucking holding that thing in. I'm driving home. He talked about it a couple times, and I just thought, like, oh, he's fucking with him. He's not gonna do it. He's not gonna fucking do it. And then before he did it, he fucking announced it. He's like, listen, I'm gonna go take a shit. And the judge is like, you fucking kidding me? Like, Jesus Christ? And he fucking did. It's like he's marking his territory. You know how, like, if you go into a house that has cats, first they'll look at you like, what the fuck are you doing here? And then, like, eventually maybe they'll, like, walk up to you, sniff. And if you hold your hand down, they'll mark you. They'll give you the scent. They'll give you the skunks. You know what I'm talking about? They'll fucking rub their nose against you. Maybe they'll walk up to your shoes and start fucking with those. Stick their head in them and fucking just rub their face all over them. They're marking that shit. They got those fucking glands in their mouth. They smell like ass. You don't want to fucking smell that shit. Like if my cats do that shit to like my finger and they get like way inside their mouth, it's horrid. You got to wash your fucking hands immediately. But that's what they're doing. They're marking it. Maybe that's what Gonzo does. He just walks around taking shits everywhere. It made me nervous that he was doing it. Because what if something went wrong in there? Dear God. People are really cavalier about where they shit. I am not. I just can't do it. It sounds crazy, like the fact that it makes me uneasy, but I have a feeling that I'm probably like not alone in this. Like, it's not like you walk around having conversations about shitting with people often, like, you know, meet new people. Like, let me tell you like how I like to take my shits, where I'm comfortable going. You don't usually talk about that, but like every now and then it might pop up. And like, I feel like people might be a little bit more with me on this than they are with fucking Gonzo. Gonzo just doesn't give a fuck. Which, you know what? That's a move I respect. Like, it's a boss move. That's a player move. Like, you just walk into a place and just announce you're gonna fucking take a shit in there. That's a crazy play. Like, if somebody came into my place and was like, I'm taking a shit, I was like, ooh, here? I don't know about that. Like, maybe there's like a fucking porta potty. Like, there's a fucking like park over there. There's a porta. Maybe you can just go shit in that. But like, you're gonna use my toilet? What if it gets stopped up? Again, like, I can be responsible for cleaning up my own waste. Somebody else stops up the toilet? That is a fucking issue now. Like, I can't. It's just, I don't want any of that shit on my mind. Maybe I'm neurotic. Maybe I'm fucking crazy. But, like, it can't happen. You know what I mean? It just can't happen. It makes me uncomfortable. It's a good thing nobody ever comes in my fucking place. I saw Grandma the other day. Grandma's always asking me, like, if I'm dating people. Always. She threw me a curveball this time, though. She's like, you meeting any girls? I'm like, no, Grandma. I mean, I guess I'm meeting girls. I just don't give a fuck about, like, dating anybody. She's like, what about the guys? She fucking loved that joke. Nah, Grandma, not fucking the dudes either. Grandma gets, like, really upset. Like, I think she thinks, like, that I'm, like, miserable and alone. I'm alone, but I'm not fucking miserable. But I was like, Grandma, not only am I not, like, dating anybody, like, nobody ever comes to my place. Like, I moved in with Cousin D in 2009. And from 2009 to 2016 when I moved out, I don't know if I had any guests. I mean, I was married. I don't know if she had any guests. Just nobody comes up there. Like, every now and then, if, like, my aunt would come you know, see her son downstairs, she might come up and say hello. I think my cousin's wife came up one time to see my cats and the dog. My mom and sisters dropped something off one time and they looked at my tree. When I moved from there to like my first apartment, like nobody was there in 2 years. Well, that's not true. A girl that I was dating was there a couple times, and the B machine was there once because he picked me up because we were going to a fucking baseball game. That was it. This new place, I've been here almost 4 years. Nobody's fucking been here. My sisters and brother-in-law helped me move in. B machine helped me move in. That was it. Nobody's fucking walked through this door unless they were a fucking maintenance man ever fucking since. I just don't have people over. So I don't have to worry about people like shitting in my place. It's like, Grandma, I don't have people over, let alone like people over to fuck. Maybe Grandma wants me to fuck. I don't know. But I mean, there's one like plus to that. Like if nobody's here, I don't have to worry about people shitting here. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode to come out. Podbean is the host of The Cash. You can get every fucking episode there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck else you want to get it. I'm on Twitter. That's at Johnson Hates You. I'm on my Facebook timeline. And if you want to see photos and videos and all kinds of hot shit, go over to Instagram. That is at Maybe 5 Minutes.